好歡迎大家一起今早翻嚟嚟到去啊參與呢個嘅聖誕嘅聯合崇拜。
It's delighted to see everyone turn up for this Christmas sermon.
喺開始今朝嘅呢篇信息之前。
Before we get started with the sermon,
我想請大家咧一齊喺心裏邊咧對上帝講。
I would like to invite everyone to have a prayer.
你可以同上帝講：上帝啊，求你呢一刻咧，讓我安靜落嚟。
Lord, can you please settle our mind?
我叫大家咁樣做咧，係因為跟住落嚟嘅半個鐘頭咧，可能係成個聖誕節裏邊咧，你唯一可以安靜落嚟嘅時候。
The reason behind that is.The next half an hour could be the only time during Christmas.
係去諗一諗聖誕節意義嘅時候。
You are able to really think about the meaning of Christmas.
我想大家把握呢半個鐘頭嘅時間。
I would like everyone to treasure the next half an hour.
將你心中一切嘅煩惱嚟到去放低。
Put aside your burdens.
然之後集中我哋嘅精神。
And focus.
上帝想我哋去專注。
God wants us to focus.
佢想我哋将焦点咧放喺佢嘅身上。
Focus onto Him.
呢半个钟头咧，亦都可能系成为我哋生命嘅一个嘅转捩点，一个改变。
The next 30 minutes could be our turning point of our life.
圣诞节系一个与上帝咧连结嘅日子。
Christmas is about connection with God.
圣诞节系一个与上帝建立关系嘅日子。
A day we celebrate the relationship between man and God.
以利米书第三章话：你哋系我嘅儿女，因此回来吧。
Jeremiah chapter 3 says, "You belong to me, so come home."
生命嘅一个基本嘅真理就系咧，我哋系属于上帝嘅。
A basic principle of life is that we belong to God.
你唔系属于你嘅工作。
Not our work.
你唔係屬於你嘅過去
，not our past。
你唔係屬於你自己所犯嘅錯誤。
We are not bound to the mistakes we made。
你唔係屬於別人嘅
，nor anyone else。
你唔係屬於別人嘅期望
，or the expectations。
你係屬於上帝嘅。
We solely belongs to God alone。
因為上帝創造我哋。
For He is our creator。
上帝了解我哋嘅一切。
He knows everything about us.
所以耶利米書第三章話咧，回來吧，兒女，你哋係我嘅兒女，因此回來吧。
You belong to me, so come home.
人身上嘅每一個細胞咧，都係上帝嘅創造。
Every single cell on our body is part of God's creation.
我最近讀到一篇嘅文章，題目係與上帝嚟到去連結。
I've come across an article called Wide with God.
呢篇文章咧就讲到咧，就系咧越嚟越多嘅大学咧，而家正在研究咧人类嘅心理结构咧，点样容许我哋同上帝嚟到去连结。
This article provides evidence that there are increasing number of research on how human psychology allows us to connect with God.
其中一个科学家佢就话咧，人类嘅头脑咧，天生就识得去追寻宗教嘅信仰。
One of the lead researcher comments, human minds are just born to have the ability to search for religious belief.
你身上的每一个细胞都与上帝来去连结。
We were made to be connected with God.
所以你会留意到在人类的文化里面，我们都可以找到宗教信仰。
Therefore, in every human culture, you can find evidence of religious beliefs.
我们的本能导致我们渴望认识我们的创造者。
Our instincts lead us to long for our Creator.
但是上帝今天想我们在圣诞节的时候投向上帝，回到上帝的里面。
During Christmas, God wants us to turn to Him, return to Him.
每一年我们都过圣诞节。
We celebrate Christmas every year.
每一年的圣诞节，子女都会提醒我们要买礼物。
And children will always find ways to remind us to get them a present.
每一年圣诞节咧，我哋都会彼此提醒话要记得打电话俾我哋嘅父母家人。
We will make connections with our families and friends year after year.
但系咧，每一年嘅圣诞节咧，圣经究竟又点样提醒我哋咧
？However, what does the Bible remind us of Christmas?
圣诞节提醒我哋关于上帝嘅爱同埋宽恕。
Christmas reminds us of God's love and forgiveness.
呢个系庆祝圣诞节嘅第一个原因。
This could very well be the first reason we celebrate Christmas.
上帝嘅爱同埋上帝嘅宽恕。
For His love and forgiveness.
耶稣基督离开佢天上嘅家。
Jesus left behind His throne in heaven.
嚟到我哋中间。
Came to earth in the form of a man.
为嘅系叫我哋咧可以认识佢。
Just for us to know Him.
让 并且让上帝可以同我哋讲，就系咧神爱我哋，神要嚟到去宽恕我哋。
And brought across the message, I love you, I will forgive you.
好多年前咧，海明威咧写过一个嘅故事。
Many years ago, a story was written by Hemingway about a young man called Paco.
这个人叫做年轻人叫做 Paco, 帕高，他离家出走，走到这个西班牙去，他跟爸爸吵架，然后呢远走他乡。
He left home after having an argument with his father.
他的爸爸很伤心。
His father was heartbroken.
很想办法呢，想将他自己的仔女找回来。
Try every means to search for him.
但是最后呢，在绝望的里面呢，他去到一间报馆那里登到一个的广告。
In desperation, he went to the newspaper office and made an advertisement.
他说，仔啊，我已经完全原谅你了，我希望你能够回到家，明天中午12点钟呢，我在酒店门口等你。
In the advertisement says, Paco, I've forgiven you. I hope you can come home. I'll be waiting for you in front of the hotel tomorrow.
但是第二天呢，这个父亲来到酒店门口的时候，
The next day when his father arrives,
他感觉到很惊讶。
He was shocked.
因为有800个的年轻人都回应了他的广告。
But a large amount of young men turning up to his advertisement.
他们都是跟父亲疏离的帕高。
In a way, they were all in the same boat as Paco, having a broken relationship with their father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你知不知道天上的父亲都想我们回到他的家当中？
Do you know our Father in heaven is longing for us to return?
天上的父亲都想我们回家。
Wanting us to return home.
无论我们是谁，无论我们做过什么，无论我们跟谁是不是一起，或者做了多久，上帝说，我希望你回到家，我希望你投向我，回到我的爱和宽恕的里面，这个就是圣诞节的意义。
No matter who you are, what you have done, or with whom, God says, I'm longing for you to come home.I'm hoping you will return to me, return to my love and forgiveness.
这个就是圣诞节的意义。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
是什么拦阻我们这样做呢？
What is stopping us from doing so?
是什么拦阻我们自己回到神的爱和宽恕的里面呢？
What prevents us from returning to God's love and forgiveness?
我们是不是害怕自己被上帝拒绝呢？
Is it that we are scared to be rejected?
我们可能会这样说，上帝不会要我。
Or you might think God will not want me anymore.
你可能心里边谂，上帝已经离开我太远噶啦。
Or God is just too far away from me.
我离开上帝太耐噶啦。
Or too long.
我做咗太多上帝唔喜悦嘅事情。
I've done so many things that He disliked.
我离开上帝太远，好难再翻到上帝嘅身边。
And it seems impossible to return to Him.
请你留意下圣经点样讲。
Just take note what Romans says about this.
罗马书八章三十九节话：是高天的，是深渊的，或是任何别的被造之物，都不能叫我们与上帝的爱隔住。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
Nothing in all creations is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus, in Christ Jesus.
上帝仍然爱我哋。
God still loves us.
上帝仍然爱我哋。
God still loves us.
有些人成世人都没有曾经跟自己说过这样的一句话。
Some people have never said this to themselves.
你想下这句话的意思。
Think about the meaning of this sentence.
你将它记在自己的心里面。
And keep it firmly by your heart.
上帝仍然爱我们每一个人。
God still loves every single one of us.
假如我们觉得自己认为自己离开上帝太远，没有办法再回到上帝的身边的时候，无论是什么原因令你产生这种方法的时候，请你想一想，上帝说投向我，回到我这里，因为我是满有怜悯的。
If you think you are too far away from God or feeling impossible to return to Him, whatever the reason is behind that thoughtRemind yourself, God said, turn to me and return to where I am because I am full of mercy.
我怎样知道上帝爱我呢？
How do I know God loves me?
圣诞节显明这一点。
Christmas made it clear.
上帝以人的样式，耶稣基督来到这个世上。
God in the form of man, Jesus Christ, came to earth.
告诉我们，上帝就是这样的。
And through the cross, tries to tell us.
话俾我哋听，上帝爱我哋，要嚟到去宽恕我哋嘅罪。
He loves and has forgiven us.
上帝差遣佢嘅独生爱子嚟到呢个世界。约翰一书里面讲，上帝差遣佢嘅独生爱子到呢个世界，系要使我哋藉着他而活。上帝嘅爱就我哋中间显明，唔系我哋爱上帝，而系上帝爱我哋，差遣佢嘅儿子为我哋嘅罪作了赎罪祭，这就是爱了。
God showed how much He loved us by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. He sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins.
耶稣并没有留在马槽的摇篮里面。
Jesus did not remain in the cradle of the manger.
他长大。
He grew up.
他走向十字架。
And walked towards the cross.
在十字架上，耶稣摊开自己的手。
On the cross, he spread his hands.
就系话俾我哋听，我宁愿死咧，都唔想活着而失去你哋。
As if to say to you, I've laid my arms open because I don't want to lose you.
上帝就系咁样样爱我哋每一个人。
God loves you so much.
爱嘅最大表现就系耶稣基督嚟喺圣诞节嚟到呢个世上。
The greatest manifestation of love is that Jesus Christ came to earth at Christmas.
上帝自己嚟到呢个世上。
God Himself came to earth,
显明祂对我们的爱,
just to demonstrate His love to us,
为我们的罪做了这个挽回祭,
and make an atoning sacrifice for our sins,
让我们的罪可以得到赦免,
so that we may be forgiven,
让我们可以回到神的里面,
and being able to return to Him.
这个才是真正的爱,
this is true love.
爱在圣诞节来到去降临。
Love from God was shown during Christmas.
当我哋喺圣诞节翻到上帝嘅家中嘅时候咧，第一件事我哋得到嘅东西就系咧上帝嘅爱同埋上帝嘅宽恕。
If you were to enter God's house during this Christmas, the first present you will receive is His love and forgiveness.
第二，圣诞节提醒我哋上帝嘅平安同埋力量。
Point two, Christmas reminds us of God's peace and power.
当生命变得混乱嘅时候咧，我哋需要上帝嘅平安。
When our life becomes chaos.You will need God's peace.
当我哋无力向前走嘅时候咧，我哋需要上帝嘅力量。
When you feel powerless, you will need the power of God.
面对咁样嘅情况嘅时候，你会点样处理咧
？How would you normally deal with this kind of situation?
面对一啲不可预测嘅未来嘅时候，面对面临无可避免嘅艰难嘅时候咧，我哋喺边度得到呢个力量咧
？When you face unpredictable futures, when you face difficult times.Where can you draw strength?
我哋嘅力量嘅源头究竟喺边度咧
？Where is the source of our power?
我哋嘅平安嘅源头究竟又喺边度咧
？Where is the source of our peace?
我哋点样度过混乱同埋一啲嘅危困难咧
？How would you get through chaos and crisis?
假如我哋生命冇同上帝嚟到去连结一齐
，If you are not connected with God，
你可以从边度得到呢种嘅力量咧
？Where can you draw your power from?
我只系靠自己嘅力量。
Someone said, "I will rely on my own strength."
你嘅力量会耗尽嘅。
But your strength will eventually be exhausted.
因为人嘅力量系有限嘅。
Because we are limited.
但系上帝嘅力量佢系无限嘅。
But the power of God is unlimited.
我哋可以喺边度得到平安咧
？Where can you seek peace?
假如你生命里边冇上帝。
If there's no God in your life,
假如你嘅生命冇同耶稣嚟到去连结嘅时候
，If your life is not connected with Jesus Christ,
你喺边度得到力量咧
？Where can you draw your strength?
耶稣基督曾经咁样应许我哋
，Jesus had made a promise to us.
我想请中文堂嘅人咧读中文，英文堂嘅人读英文。I will invite the CM read the Chinese version, and also invite the EM read the English version. Let us read together. 1, 2, 3.你们所有劳苦担重担的人啊，到我这里来吧，我必使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们应当负我的轭，向我学习，你们就必得着心灵的安息。英文已经早五秒读完了。我好喜欢这两节的经文。
I really like these two verses.
因为佢所讲嘅，与大部分嘅人以为上帝会对佢哋讲嘅，啱啱好系相反。
Because that's what most people, that's the opposite of most what people are. Because that's, what they say is contrary to what most people think God would say.
佢哋以为咧，如果我哋翻到上帝嘅家里边嘅时候，佢一定会对我咁样讲。
They would think if I return to the house of God.He will tell us.
回家吧，回到我呢度嚟。
Come back to me.
我要俾你定一啲嘅規矩。
I will set you some rules.
我會俾你定一啲嘅禁令。
I will ban you from certain activities.
回家吧，回到我呢度嚟。
Come to me.
我要俾你教你一啲宗教嘅儀式。
I'll teach you some more religious ceremonies.
但係上帝一樣都冇咁樣講過。
But that's not what God said.
上帝話咧，回家吧，我要使你得安息。
All he said was, "Come home, and I will give you peace."
I will give you rest.
Rest.
上帝點樣使你得著安息呢？
How will you receive rest within God?
得著心靈嘅安息呢？
Rest in spirit.
當你唔再倚靠自己嘅力量。
When you no longer rely on your own strength.
當你開始倚靠上帝嘅幫助嘅時候。
When you begin to rely on the help of God.
我哋就會放鬆自己。
We will relax.
放鬆自己係信心嘅表現。
Relaxing ourselves is a sign of faith.
剎那時之間，我哋好似接通咗一啲个力量嘅源头。
At that point, we are connected with God.
我哋唔系靠自己啊。
We are no longer relying on our own strength.
我哋有时之所以常常感觉到疲乏咧，常常感到系体力透支，常常感到到压迫，系因为我哋都一直靠自己嚟到去生活。
The reason we often feel tired, exhausted, or oppressed, that's because we are living by our own strength.
上帝从来都冇想期望我哋咧靠自己嘅力量去生活。
God has never expected us to live relying on our own strength.
上帝话我要同你建立关系。
He said, "I will establish a relationship with you."
我造你。
I've created you.
我要时常用我嘅力量嚟到去充满你。
I will fill you up with my strength.
所以圣经话咧，愿上帝将佢荣耀，愿上帝将佢荣耀嘅权能和力量赐给你们，叫你们无论对什么事都能欢欢喜喜地嚟到去。歡樂
May God, the source of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him.
我哋有冇試過好想嚟到去放棄一啲嘅嘢？
Have you ever tried to give up on something?
有時有冇試過咧，好想咧放棄我哋嘅一啲嘅婚姻？
Or you may at some point want to give up your marriage.
有时候好想放弃我哋一啲嘅工作嘅期望
or expectation of work.
有时咧都好想放弃我哋嘅健康
our health.
有时都好想放弃咧我哋嘅儿女，我哋嘅梦想
or at some point we want to give up our children or even our dreams.
可能有时候咧我哋冇办法戒除一啲嘅坏习惯
There are some bad habits we just can't get rid of.
有時候令我們感覺到失望的境況，有時候我們盡力要改變的生活境況，我們覺得自己很想你去放棄。
Causing you to feel disappointed, there might be things you really want to change in life, and you are just on the edge of giving up.
上帝今天將我們帶到這裡來。
It's no accident that God brought you here today.
並不是偶然的。
It's not by accident.
佢今日将我哋带到呢度嚟咧，系要话俾我哋知。
He leads you here today is because he wanted to tell you.
唔好放弃，要你都去仰望上帝，仰望我上帝。
It's because he wanted to tell you, don't give up, never give up. You have to look up upon me, look up upon God.
呢个系一个好消息。
This is good news to us.
上帝唔单止爱我哋。
That God not only loves us,
佢上帝都想帮助我哋。
He also wanted to help us.
喺圣诞节里边咧，上帝想我哋翻到神嘅家里边。
At Christmas, when you return to the house of God,
我哋要得着佢嘅爱同埋宽恕。
We will not only receive His love and forgiveness,
我哋要得着佢嘅平安同埋力量。
But to receive His peace and strength as well.
第三，圣诞节提醒我哋上帝嘅盼望同埋喜乐。
Point three, Christmas reminds us of God's hope and happiness.
当生命冇指望嘅时候
，When life seems to have no hope,
我哋需要上帝所赐嘅盼望。
You will need the hope God has given.
当我哋感觉到伤心悲痛嘅时候
，When we feel sad,
我哋需要上帝所赐嘅喜乐。
You will need the joy of God.
所以罗马书十五章十三节咁样讲，佢话咧。愿这位使人有盼望的上帝，因你们的信心，将喜乐和平安充满你的心，使你们藉着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
May God, the source of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him.
请你留意下盼望、喜乐、平安和信心。
Take note of hope, joy, peace, and faith.
盼望、喜乐和平安呢，都是从相信上帝而来的。
Hope, joy, and peace all source from faith.
这些都是上帝，上帝是信心、喜乐、平安的源头。
Because God is the source of all hope, joy, and peace.
上帝的宽恕对付我们的过去。
God's forgiveness dealt with our past.
我们一切的过去赦免洗净。
All our sins are forgiven and washed clean.
上帝的平安和力量帮助我们的现在。
God's peace and power will help you through now.
但是上帝对我们的未来带来盼望。
With God's plan for our future, it brings hope to our future.
我们的过去、我们的现在、我们的将来、未来，上帝都顾念我们。
God has mindful of our past, present, and future all along.
所以呢，有节经文咁样讲，耶利米书三章十六节话咧，停止哭泣啊，擦干我哋嘅眼泪，我哋嘅未来仍然系有盼望嘅。
Stop your crying and wipe away your tears. There is hope for your future.
上帝对我哋每一个人嘅生命咧，都有一个嘅计划。
God has a plan for every one of us.
我哋可以按着上帝嘅计划嚟到去生活。
We can choose to follow His plan,
我们都可以拒绝祂,
or to ignore it.
如果我们选择拒绝祂的时候呢, 我们将会面对更多的问题。
If you refuse to be part of God's plan, you will face increasingly number of problems.
假如我们选择按上帝的计划而活的时候呢, 我们的生命,圣经应许我们将会变得更加美好。
For those that obey and decide to follow, your life will certainly be abundance of God's blessing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
上帝想我们余下的生命呢，可以活得更加好。
God wants you to enjoy living on earth.
直到有一天，祂要接我们回到祂的家里面。
Until the day He takes you to His house.
那个是一个完美的家，一个永恒的家，圣经称祂为天堂。
That will be an eternal home known as heaven.
但是很遗憾的事，很遗憾的事，很多人今天都不想回家过圣诞节。
However, it's unfortunate that many people do not want to celebrate Christmas with their family. Perhaps to them, there's nothing for them to treasure at home. Instead, it's a place of anger.
充满挫折、暴力、争吵、羞耻、怨恨和压力的地方。
Frustration, violence, and shame might fill their house.
我不知道你是不是在一个健康的环境里面去成长。
I don't know if you were raised in a healthy environment or not.
如果是的话，我要恭喜你。
If you are, I would like to congratulate you.
但是你都要为此去感谢上帝。
You should thank God for this.
但是呢，无论在什么环境里面成长。
However, no matter what environment you are raised in.
我要告诉你，就是你有一些自己的需要是家人没办法满足的。
I need to tell you that there are needs that family just cannot provide.
生命里面有一些需要呢，只能够上帝才可以满足到我们。
There are needs in life that can only be satisfied by God.
所以在圣诞节的日子里面，
Therefore during Christmas,
我们要来到去跟自己说，我要回到我自己的家里面跟家人庆祝圣诞。
It's important we celebrate with our family during this Christmas.
更加需要的告诉自己就是，我需要回到上帝的家里面，你都去跟上帝建立关系。
More importantly, we need to spend time with God and His family.
求主帮助我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Hope God help us realizing that.
感谢神。
Thank you.